Fine, so we're starting a new section now. We'll see. It's called Hilui. It's very different to what we've seen up to now. There's a sugar cheshtel tefillah legamre. A very interesting sugar tefillah from the pasuk Vayachal Moshe is Pnei Hashem Elokav. The translation he translates Hilui as making an appeal, a presentation. It's very hard to translate the word. Let's have a look. We'll get a sense of what it's talking about. It's not just requesting things. It's like argumentative. You'll see this type of tefillah is questioning and argumentative and being mafias. There's a ma'od ma'od man yet. Let's have a look on Kufu Dalit. Hilu hi kamay merakosuf. V'yachel Moshe es p'nei Hashem elokav lama Hashem. You see, this type of tefillah starts with questions. Everything we've seen up to now is you have a chesaron, you're lacking something, and you're going to ask Hashem different ways, different surahs, different hagoshas. You're making a request to fulfill a chesaron. Yeah, he's asking questions. Lama Hashem, vayin brochas daf lamed beis v'doshu b'kama ofonim echa isa tefilos l'shem Moshe. There the Gemara dashens lots of different ways of how this tefillah was. Aval opi pshat. Nira sha'isi tefilos b'derech tainois v'piusim lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tainas and piusim, that means questions, arguments, and being mafias. I don't know how you translate mafias. He translates it as mollified, but I don't know what that means either. So the local kach. But for yes, to calm the person down, to get them on your side, lo de bit yukah, you translate that word. Moshe na masham. Lama Hashem yochara apacha. Moshe said to Hashem, why are you getting angry? Lama yoimru mitzrayim, zuchol avram. A lot of ways this type of tefillah. Multitudes, many, many people who have cholu. The mashmois then Iov is again to lefayes or rotzoses upon him. Ubuksuvus of Dibre Chazal Matsu Habit Tfila Bederech Taine Bepius, Vachain Etzel Chana. Chana, which is the Yitzoda Yisoidus of Tfila, most of the Hilchas Tfila we have today came out of Chana's Tfila. So there the Gemara in Brocha says, Rabbeinu Shaloylo. She says to Rabbeinu, to Kadosh Baruch Hu like this. She doesn't come and say, please give me a child. Begging, screaming, crying, all the different things we saw. Nipul, Kriya. No, she comes to Hashem with a Gansa Taina. Everything you create in the world, you didn't create anything for nothing. With all the billions of things you created, it's hard for you to give me one child. That's all I'm asking for. So it's a bakosha, but it's a kabosha with a taina. Who is like this people, the Jewish people, that knows how to win favor, how to win over Hashem? Jerem Yisrael Baruch Kodesh, Boifen Mufle, B'Makev Yochal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitpayes. Let Israel know what appeases. Maybe that's a good word for Mifayes. It's from the word itself, to appease. Let Israel, in an amazing Ruch Kodesh Dikawai, knows what appeases Hashem. Who Dover Niflamot? This is a wondrous thing. If you want to mafias somebody, you have to know what it is that's important to them, how you mafias them.
Yes.
Who can understand the depths of the Rotzon Hashem in order to know how to win Hashem's favor and appease him? Very nemo. He govers to my ma'aret, can govern darchem midarchem, machshavoisam and machshavoisechem. Like the heavens are distant from the earth, so too is the distance between Hashem's ways and our ways and our thoughts and His thoughts. There's a rachok meod. Who knows how to appease Hashem? Amnam Yisrael betovoini lelibo koi. Umi goy godol shegil lema kadosh bochu raz de b'ma hu misratzim efais. Klal Yisrael. The Gemara Nida there says Klal Yisrael lives in the chambers in the chedorim of the lave. Who how great is Klal Yisrael that they were megale, that Kosh Baruch Hu megale them, what it is that appeases him and what he wants. Hashem told us. We live in the mind. We can get to Hashem, we can touch Hashem. Because we know what he wants, we know what his rotzen is, we're not mephaisis him. How? Because that's the wondrous thing that Hashem was megalit to us. All the tefillah that the ancient Knesset HaGadolah were established with their Ruach Kodesh, with their Nevuah, they knew how to ask. Which words will bring what we're asking for? This Shmonesa that we have is Noirva Ayoim. We don't begin to appreciate even the beginning of the beginning of the Amkus of this tefillah. Without going into the mysticism of it, without going into the depth of it, the hidden aspects of it. The Nefesh HaChaim says wondrous things, and I'm telling you, it makes your skin crawl when you learn the Nefesh HaChaim. It explains Mazi Ashmonesra Azeh. But without going into all of that, they established for over 2,000 years. They stood in their world with the Beis Hamikdash standing in their world, and they gave us a tefillah for 2,000 years. All the changes and what's going to be going on in the world changes. They gave us a fixed tefillah that's relevant to today as it was 2,000 years ago.
Yeah.
And more than that, is they gave us what we can use in order to get to the Ratzon of Hashem. Slach lanu avinu. What is slach lanu avinu? So it's simple words. You want to ask for forgiveness. You say, forgive me, yeah? To pius lefon of Yisbarach al inyan hachatoyim b'mashu avinu. Again, we're asking for an appeasement from, because of our sin, from who? Avinu. We're relating to the fact that you're my father, Tati. We know that Hashem's mochel v'soleach. Why does Hashem forgive our sins? Because he's a mochel v'soleach. That's why you need Nevuim. The Nefesh HaChaim says that's why you had to have Nevim on that august body, because they needed to know the inner workings of how Hashem's Ratzon works and what it is that mephaises Hashem and what buttons to push in order to get what we need. Soleach, Dafka was Soleach. Soleach could have been a Melech also. We could have said, Slach lanu kiki Melech atanu, because you are king. No, you have to push the button of Avinu. Yeah. He's Solach is because he's the father. King doesn't have to Solach. Father, the father, yeah. That's the subtleties there. That's just at a pshat level without going into the depths. At first glance, it seems that these ways of Shemaim are completely hidden from our ability to understand. The Mamon of Shach. Whichever way you cut this cake, you're going to have a problem. If the taina you're making is a valid taina, if your taina to HaKadosh Baruch is correct, what have to make a taina for? She's not going to do things that are not correct. Yeah. I'm not going to say, yeah, you're right, but I'm doing something wrong. I'm going to do an oval. I'm going to do an injustice. We know that's not true. And if the taina is not exactly on the nail, so then what does it help a taina that's not true? If the taina is true, what I have to make it for? Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to do what's right anyway. And if it's not true, Amazi was there. That's a good kasha, by the way. It's not like that. Wonderful, wonderful Gemara. A lot of Torah and Ashkofa and the Imuna that a person can get from this shtickle. Imuna is in Kovod HaTorah as well. What happened? Nechunya was a well digger. He used to be Meisa Nefesh in order to provide water for the Oile Regal. He used to make sure that the wells were taken care of. He used to pay for it. Not exactly sure what his contribution was, but that was his thing. He was called Nechunya Chayfasichin. He was the digger of wells. That was his pet project. And his daughter fell into one of the bores. Not clear if it's one of the bores he dug or stama bore. Lo mishtane. The boy over there is Rebbe Chanina ben Doisa v'Oma. They came to Rebbe Chanina ben Doisa. It's a whole Gemara there. But the bottom line is, he said to them, something that tzaddik was mitzaya, that he was Moshe Nefesh for, that can damage his children? Amar Rabbi Acha. Rabbi Acha said, Afo pikein meis b'noi b'tzama. Rabbi Nechunya's son died from thirst. What do you mean? Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa just said that something that a person is mitzdaya for, that can't hurt his thing. How can he? Where's the midah keneged midah? Why does he dafka die from thirst? His father was the one that provided that no one will ever go thirsty. How does his son die from thirst? Bakasha, I write Taina Zush, the Dovish, and it's Tai Boy, said Sadik, Hirschel Boy Zoro, who Taina Tsuma, Vim Kane, Lama Mace, Benoit, but Sama. It's a good Taina. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa's Taina is a good Taina. It saved the daughter's life. Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa said she can't down in a well because it's impossible. That's a good Taina, yeah? No, if that's a good Taina, how does the son die of thirst? It's a powerful kasha that. Umafarish Peshita Mukubet says Sham. The Peshita Mukubet says Amati. Kleima. Kishmati Dovah Zelif Nea Kodesh Baruch Hu Vahem Dovah Shein Itztaya Vahiskim HaKodesh Baruch Hu Dvoro. HaKodesh Baruch Hu agreed with the Taina. When Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa said what he said, Vahiskim HaKodesh Baruch Hu Dvoro Shekain Dochah Shein HaKodesh Baruch Hu Shemaskim L'Svaras HaTzadikim Bedo. Hashem agrees with the Svaras of the Tzadikim Shebedo. That's Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is the Tzadikim of the door. What they say is Torah. Hashem askims. When the son died of thirst, Rabbi Chanina had already died. It was after Rabbi Chanina died. There was no one to make the taina.
Yes.
Let's just go back a little bit. We find the same thing in by Rabbi Meir, that they never said Torah over in his name because he learned from Acha. He learned from an apocalypse. Until Rabbi Bao said to Eliyahu, "My ipchisle, egos motza bira esaichel v'zorakes apsoilus." When you get an egg, a nut, what do? You throw away the psoilus and you eat the nut. Because my ispus egos motza bira esaichel v'zorakes apsoilus. He's kima kodesh boch agreed. We're going to start saying Torah from Rabbi Meir. Why? Because when you eat a nut, you don't eat the peel as well. You throw away the psoilus and you eat the fruit. Throw away the psoilus, what he got from Acha. But what he said is Torah is Torah. And Hashem was masking. Bomru, Mikan Vaelech, Dover, Beshem Rabbi Meir. From now on, we say Torah over in the name of Rabbi Meir. Einstam. Pare, Shafu Pishet, Taina, Hi Amitis. You see how the Taina is Amitis. Nachon, it's true, it's genuine. Mikomachim Tarich Lashmiot Olafnei HaKodesh Baruch Hu. Nevertheless, you have to say it in front of Hashem. Again, you haven't answered the question yet. All you've shown us is that you have to. The question is why? The Yesh Gam Tzadi Machairim Be'inyan, because there's always a second side to the story. In Achinami, it's a tiny tzodekas, but it's Tzadi. Gomad the Kamra Gemara Shama Kodesh Baruch Hu Medaktek in Tzadikiv Kachut Asara. It's a valid tiny. They say you're correct. Hashem doesn't bring suffering onto a person in an area that was his mesiras nefesh. However, there's another aspect that Hashem's medaktek b'tzadikim kuchut asara. When Rabbi Chanina Medosa made this tefillah and it came before Hashem, Hashem was maskim. V'kivin shemais Rabbi Chanina, but since Rabbi Chanina died, v'lo hayah yishma hadover, chayza dover lishkol hakoydim, v'lo niskayim hataina. Then you go back to the original Mishkal, which is Medakta Kakosh Bohu, but Tzadikim Kuchut Asar. The Gemara says that's why his son died. And now the Taina doesn't exist. There's no one to bring the Taina in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, because Rebbe Chendurza wasn't there anymore. Yeah. It's not like the Taina is a Taina that's an objective truth and reality that exists forever. When Rebbe Chendurza makes that Taina, then Hashem decides, is it a good Taina or not? Based on all the other Cheshboinas. But when the Taina is not being made, then Kodesh Baruch Hu has a look and says, Ani Medakta Kuchus Asar. And there's no one standing up and making the Taina. There's another depth to this which he doesn't discuss. And that's the koich of Torah Shabbal Peh. It says, Akash Bof was Boro Lomoy, is Istakul Baraisa Boro Lomoy. That means every minute that he's creating the world, he's looking at the Torah and creating the world, looking at the Torah. So Torah Shabbiksav, where does he look? He goes to the Aron HaKodesh, he takes out a Sefer Torah, he has a look what's in the Sefer Torah, and he makes the world according to that. But there's a Torah Shabbal Peh as well. Where does he look at the Torah Shabbal Peh? That's in the minds of the Chachamim, of the Tzaddikim of the door.
Yes.
When he looked in the world and he wanted to make Torah, so Rabbi Chanina Dosa has a Torah in the world that says, so it's a Kosh Bochus bound because that's Torah. He has to create his world in accordance to that Torah. When Rabbi Chanina Dosa is not alive anymore, that Shtikal Torah is not in the world anymore. Then Hashem goes back to his, let's call it Mutzkol Rishon, which is Medakta Kashim Kadzikim Tzadikim Kuchus Tassara. Tov and Kaman Lokam La'arich. Well, the big sugya, the big sugya. We spoke about it once or twice with a lung infection, with the Chazanish, also the same idea. With Chazal Paska, that becomes reality. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, where the Shulchan Aruch says that lung disease makes you a treifer, you're a treifer. Doesn't make you a treifer. If you go to Chutz La'aretz, where there are more busking that it is a treifer, then you're a treifer. Because that's the Torah Shabbal Peh that Akash Baruch Hu creates the world according to. This tefillah chiloi is like that as well. So if MS yesh haba tainus atzumus v'niflois lepidoseinu me'atzoros. Lama yoyim ragoim. We have a lot of tainas that we can make to Hashem in order to get a Kodesh Baruch Hu to remove the Torah from us. Number one, we say, Lama yoyim ragoim. Why should the goyim say that you're a this, you're a that, you're a this? Uma ta'ase l'shimcha godol. You're our shepherd and we're your sheep. Why do you have to look after us? Aviata, you know why you need to answer me? Because you're my tati. When we say Elokai, that's just not a request. It's a taina, a tsuma, powerful taina, and it's a genuine taina. If those call himself be called Tsoraisov, Lashpia, Lakol Brocha, Shariata Elokim. You're Elokim, my Elokim, Elokai. It's a Taina. Of course you have to help. Of course you have to move the topic because that's who you are. Pirish Bal Chesed Vakoch Bilti Bal Tachlis. That was Manasseh's Taina that we saw. You have to answer me because you're infinite and your Rachamim is infinite. The Elokim Shili, you're my God. So then what's getting in the way? That's only when you make the tain in front of Hashem. The tain is not going to be heard on its own. Why? I don't know how to deal with those philosophical questions. Why Hashem chooses not to listen to the tain? But if you bring the tain before Hashem, Hashem has to listen. But if you don't, it doesn't get onto the table. No, that's the court procedure there. But yes, tainus acheres connect or amakavos. The tain is against what you say. The tibi ma'akev. Aval kamishpallim v'toinin ataina. Oylim advarim lifonav yisparoch l'rotzen. When you make the taina, it goes in front of Hashem. It may be that this taina is connected your taina.
Yeah.
It could be that Hashem's got reasons why it's a good taina. Aval ma'imzeh. There's a discussion. Aval, if you don't make the taina, it doesn't go. And if you make the taina, it does go. Yeah. And I don't understand how that works. Aval, that's just the way it works. So it's clear now, and we'll discuss it more, is that you need two things. There's two things here. First of all, Shatala rotten if now lefon of his baruch. First of all, it's got to be an emes diketaina. And the svara has to be correct. If you make an incorrect taina, or you make a taina that's not logical, so then it's not going to go to a kodesh baruch hu. So the first requirement, if you want to get up there, is it's got to be emes and svara. Yeah. It's got to be logical. Then there has to be someone that actually makes the tine in front of a ship. If you don't make the tine, it's not going to get there. The second requirement that someone's going to make the tine, we already have a promise that the tefillah of Klal Yisrael is always desirable and acceptable in front of a ship. We mentioned this before. There's a tefillah la Moshe, and there's a tefillah la Oni, and there's a hekesh. Echad Moshe ve'echad Oni b'Yisrael tefilosa mitkabeles barotzo. Doesn't matter whether you're dubbing like Moshe Rabbeinu and you're pushing buttons in Shemayim and all the mystical secrets of the world, or you're dubbing tefillah la Oni. Both those tefillahs are makabel barotzo. Amnam, however, big ekusatayne vasvaros. When it comes to the Ika Taina and the Ika Svaras that you're bringing before Hashem in order to explain to you why he needs to answer you, then it's better to use Tainas that were already established, written, designed, developed by Kadosh Elohim. It's better to use, and David HaMelech knew what he was doing, so it's better to use those kind of Tvilas. We're called Tvila Tvila Shetikna and Sheknesses Agdoila. Those greats, and just guess Adoyla, David HaMelech, all the Avos HaKadoshim, Moshe Rabbeinu, all the great Gedolim, all the great, great people that came before us, who the reality was crystal clear before them, it's better to use those tainas because you know those tainas are number one correct and they're well structured and well put together and they're logical.
Yeah.
So that's why when it's coming to make the tine of the svaras of a, for sure it's better to use something that's been well prepared before. You know, you have to make a speech, so you get a professional speech writer to write it for you. Because who you're there, la chabed, the people want to listen to you. Sigalogim and yodim. Kaviyochel elef lahavdil elef ladoros. So too the tefillahs that were created by Nevi'im and Gedolei Olam. When you're making tainas in front of Hashem, so for sure it's better to use those tainas because they knew exactly what they were saying and nothing's work up there. Yeah. And also, everybody himself has to be marich betfila and tachanunim in all the different lashonis of tefila, in all the aspects that he needs. About the inyanzeh of tefilas chiloi, when it comes to chiloi, ayinirish al kagon da nemo ki alokim b'shamayim va'ata al aretz. Listen to those words. Told Shirim out of that pasuk. Says in Koheles, you know why you shouldn't speak too much? You're standing in front of a kodesh baruch. It's very difficult to know how to appease and how to make an appeal and an argument in front of Hashem. You can get into trouble. You can become not the right thing to say or do. But I can tell us a kuis lanu mukubolim onu aleim shehin tainus b'kosher shebe emes lerotzni from his broch. The tefillas we got prepared for us by the kedusha oilin the gedolei rishonim that we know that's got a stamp of approval. The Kalkirsonis Barash and his face or Torah Tainus and Hashem wants us to mafice him with these words. The call safe to him, Hema Divre, Pusim, the Tainus, Ashe, Tomid, Hem, the Rotten of Honis Barach. Tehillim is always, always working. It's always desirable in front of Hashem. And it's full of Pusim and Tainus. About the call echad Yashmir, the Yoim, and Mehegio, and Libo, Yesh possess a Konaga Doyla. But when you want to come up with your own Tainus and your own Pusim, because you don't know what's going on up there. You don't know what Mephi says Hashem, what he wants, what he doesn't want. Amnam. Kashem mishtamshim anu betfilois kedoimois shel kadmoini klal Yisrael achavovim v'chavimim v'oivim lifna kodesh bochum. But when we take the tefillahs of the Kadmoinim, the Kadmoini Klal Yisrael, who were loved and desirable in front of Hashem. You can't just take those words that they said and just knock them out to say the words. We have to put ourselves into those tainas. We have to understand them. We have to have cheshek for them. And we bring them before Hashem. In Achinami, somebody else wrote the tefillah. David HaMelech wrote the tefillah. You say the words and you just direct the empty words to Hashem. No, ze lo nikra chiloi. Chiloi is you use the words and the ideas, but you have to understand them and you have to say it with cheshek. You're the one bringing them in front of Hashem. You're the one making the taina now. Which taina? The one David HaMelech taught you how to do. First, you need to know no one actually has a tainer on Hashem. We have no tainers on Hashem. Hashem doesn't know us anything. But that's the rotzon of Hashem. What can I do? Hashem wants us to bring it in front of him in our tefillahs. And we don't understand why. But that question you ask on page one of Tefillah is, what am I davening for? Hashem knows. If he doesn't know, if it's good, that's not a subject. Hashem wants us to bring this in front of him. What do you bring in front of him? All the tainas, all the arguments, but be very careful when it's your tainas. Because we don't really know what's going on up there. We don't really know what words and what concepts suffice Hashem. So it's kedai to rest on the shoulders of the greats that came before us. However, it's got to be you that's making the taina. It's no good to just take what David said and rock it at Hashem. That has an enormous power as well. Just saying Tehillim, even if you know what you're doing, has a koyach, a tzum koyach. There's a reason not to say Tehillim. But in order to make it chiloi, in order to make it the tefillah of chiloi, so then you have to have havana and cheshek in what it is that you're saying. But it's better to use their tefillahs than to make up our own. Sometimes, sometimes a person has a real problem and he screams out from the bottom of his heart. So there's room for tzaka and bitzui and all the other kinds of tefillah. Clear for sure. But when it comes to this type of tefillah, when you're making kainas and you're busy, you're coming at Hashem with a moss of a moton, but you have to be careful. It's a dangerous place to be, and therefore it's better to use what came before.
Good
Shabbos.
Okay, good Shabbos. Okay.
Good Shabbos.
Okay.